KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm Eddie Hughes, along with our producer, the one, the only, Kevin Kirsten. Kevin, you getting any sleep with that new baby at home?
Yeah, I got some sleep. I mean, I give all the credit to my wife. So, Jody, here's your shout out, because she's the one that stays up with her most of the time, and I really can't do anything, you know, except for say, hey, you need some help? No? Okay, well, then I go back to sleep, but I help her out when I can.
Well, congrats on the new baby. We're happy she's here, and you guys are enjoying your time. Hopefully we're all well rested today. Hopefully all our listeners are well rested, because it's going to be a big day for the Red Wave out
big
there.
Day.
The rare basketball football doubleheader. We've got the basketball game at 11 a.m. against Lamar. The football team hosts rival Hawaii at 4 p.m. It should be a fun, festive day on campus, and hopefully all the alumni, the community members, and students alike are excited about last week's announcement that starting next season, Jeff Tedford will be the Bulldogs' new head football coach. Interim coach Eric Kiesaw will finish out this season with just two games remaining. Today's against Hawaii and next Saturday against another big rival, San Jose State. After that, the Tedford era officially begins at Fresno State. For those of you who missed the big news last week or who aren't familiar with Jeff Tedford, he played quarterback for the Bulldogs in the early 1980s. Then he became an assistant coach under Jim Sweeney at Fresno State and later was offensive coordinator for 1 year under Pat Hill in 1997. After that, he moved on to Oregon as the offensive coordinator there, and from there got his first head coaching job at Cal for 11 years, where he became Cal's all-time winningest football coach. That Cal program was really struggling before he got there, winning just one game the year prior, the same number of wins our Bulldogs have right now, and hopefully that's soon to be improving in the next couple weeks. But Tedford led Cal to a 7-5 record his first year as coach in 2002. A lot of parallels there between, you know, what he did with a team at Cal that won one game the year prior and now what he's going to face at Fresno State with a team that's going to win somewhere between 1 and 3 games this season when all is said and done, a team that won 3 games last year. So it's, you know, definitely going to be a rebuilding process. Tedford's going to have to really come in, set the infrastructure and get a plan and get this thing righted and stabilized as soon as he can. But for fans, it's got to be encouraging to know you're hiring a coach who's Cal's winningest of all time. As we mentioned, he's, you know, he led the Bears to a Pac-10 championship in 2006. They finished 4 seasons ranked in the top 25, and his Cal team was ranked as high as number 2 nationally at one point in his tenure there. He's a guy who knows talent. You know, just at Cal alone, he coached Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeSean Jackson, big names, big NFL stars. And now he's being asked to come in and recruit the Valley more heavily, something that he did at Cal as well. With a lot of people out there listening might know Matt Giordano, the current Buchanan football coach who played for the Colts and Raiders, and he was a safety under Jeff Tedford at Cal. You've got Zach Follett, who played for the Lions, and a lot of people around town know him as the owner of Cup of Joy from Clovis High School. You also got Michael Kendricks, the Hoover High alum, the linebacker who's now a star for the Philadelphia Eagles. So Tedford, even at Cal, was recruiting the Valley heavily. All 3 Valley kids that he pulled from here, you know, all 3 of those names we mentioned all played in the NFL. So it'll be nice to see what he's doing now at Fresno State, trying to get kids to stay home, to commit, not just in the Valley, but all over Central California, all over the state of California. Seems like from what he said in his press conference, bringing back the message Pat Hill had of, you know, the paint the Valley red and this is the Valley's team and all of those great sayings that the Red Wave's grown accustomed to.
Yeah, I like how he said in his press conference also, like, he's been around, like he said he was at Cal forever, but he still bleeds the Bulldog blood, you know, he still bleeds Bulldog red, and I think that's going to really resonate. I think the fans love that. I think the community's going to get excited around that. You know, everyone loved Tim DeRuiter. You know, I interviewed him plenty of times, and he was a great guy, and he was always very gracious and, you know, willing to, like, answer anything, but I think they're excited to see, you know, Tedford come here, and they know he has roots here, and they know that he's invested here in the Valley, and he's going to put everything into making this program, this football program, great again, and just like you said, bringing back kids from the Valley and not letting them leave. You know, you should be playing here at Fresno State and getting the best recruits in here from the Valley, and I think everyone's excited about it.
Yeah, everyone will definitely miss the DeRuiter family, very respectable family that's loved in the community, but as you mentioned, with Jeff Tedford coming in, another guy who's very respected in the community himself. And, you know, Kevin, for you as a student and as well as someone who works in the media, what type of reaction have you seen from the fans about the announcement of Tedford taking over this program?
Excited. I mean, I think that, you know, everyone understood that, you know, it was time for a change, and everyone was ready for something new and something fresh and someone that has, you know, deep roots like Tedford does. And you know, people are talking and they're excited to see the different emphasis, like what he's going to bring to the table, you know, as far as the football program and how much, you know, influence he's going to have on the Valley for people that know that he's from here and he's going to be invested in the kids. And also in his press conference, he stated he was putting the kids and the students, you know, as a top priority and getting to know the students from the Valley and really getting to know their families. And I think that's going to resonate a lot with families and with student athletes here from the Valley. And it's going to make them want to be invested in Fresno State football as well. So I believe it's going to be a really good thing for this program and this school.
I think you're right, Kevin. I'm glad you mentioned the piece from his press conference last week where he talked about bleeding Bulldog red. That was one of the most interesting parts to me, hearing him say, you know, when he first took that job as Cal's head coach back in 2002, he said it was about a week after he got there, a media member asked him, hey, do you bleed blue and gold?
Yeah.
And his response was, no, I don't. I just got here. But bleeding Bulldog red is something he has identified with for a long time. It's not, you know, it's not something he's just getting up there at the podium and saying as he's being announced as head coach.
Yeah, sure.
He felt it as a player here, you know, almost three decades ago.
Yeah, you felt it when he said it for sure. It just wasn't like, you know, lip service or anything like that. You felt it. You felt it in the room. You kind of felt the relief in the crowd. You know, they were, this is the man that's going to be leading our team, you know, into the future. And even Barco, you know, you could feel it in his, the way he was talking about him. And they know that they made the right choice with Tedford. And I believe they made the right choice.
Yeah. And I think, you know, he felt that the bleeding Bulldog red, the Bulldog born, Bulldog bred, all those things we hear, no dogs down, he talked about in the press conference. Mm-hmm. He felt that as a player. He felt that as an assistant coach throughout the 90s here. And then he said, even when he was away, you know, at Oregon as an assistant coach or at Cal as the head coach, he was always keeping an eye on the Bulldogs. Other coaches would even joke with him about, you know, how your Bulldogs doing today when he was warming up for his own game at Cal. People were already asking him about his Bulldogs. So it's something that's personal to him, something he cares deeply about. And I think that's something that when you're out recruiting, when you're out selling a program to a young student athlete, that's something that, you know, student athletes can see. They can feel when someone really has a passion about the place that they're trying to recruit them to. And hopefully that'll translate well going forward these next few years for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said you felt it in the room. When he was saying it, you felt he really meant it. And with those deep ties that he has here, the recruits are going to feel it as well.
Tedford will certainly have his work cut out for him. It's been a tough couple years for the Bulldogs football program. And let's not forget there's two big games remaining this season. Today's against Hawaii and then next week against San Jose State, both at home. The Bulldogs have to finish out strong. These are really big games because, as a lot of people know, Fresno State has never lost double-digit games in a season. And to keep that streak alive, the Bulldogs have to win both of these final two. Without that, they're going to have 10 or 11 losses this year. That's someone no one around the Valley wants to see. So let's hope the Bulldogs can get out there. Interim coach Eric Kesaw seems like he's really hungry to get these guys a couple wins to end the season on a positive note. There's some seniors like Aaron Peck who really want that. Jeff Camilli, mm-hmm. who really want to lead these guys and kind of set the tone. That, you know, no senior on this Bulldog team wants to go out with the worst record in school history. That's not something anyone looks forward to. And so these guys will be fighting, giving their effort. Hopefully the fans will come out, do everything they can to affect the outcome. And, you know, what happens in these last two games is really going to affect the confidence of this team going forward. And I think it's something the Bulldogs need to get a little boost going into the offseason and have a little higher spirits heading into next year as you're preparing for that first season under Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, these last two games are no-hold-back games. I mean, Kesaw really shouldn't be you could pull out all the stops. There's no fault in doing anything differently, you know, or trying something new or, you know, being a little more aggressive on one side of the ball or, you know, sending, you know, blitz packages, anything. There's really no holding back in these last two games. They do want to do as much as they can to get the seniors these last two wins. I mean, and like you said, it's going to be a huge building block going into next season, you know, so they have something to look forward to or something to build on. So I just think it's no hold back and play your heart out and 150%, you know, both of these games, and hopefully they can pull out these two wins.
Yeah, it's really going to be one of those things where if you're a senior on this team, you're probably looking at it like, hey, we have two more chances to leave our mark. You go out with two straight wins, and you can look back in 10, 20 years and say, hey, we won the two games that kind of propelled the team to turn things around the years after we left. And that's something you can look back, you can be proud of. Guys like Jeff Camille and Aaron Peck, there's others on the team as well. They were part of some Mountain West championships here and when they were young players themselves. And their goal going out as seniors is to set the stage for the next crop of Bulldogs. And, you know, we talk a lot about no one's a former Bulldog. You're a lifelong Bulldog once you've played here. And that's a mentality, I think, when you look at the big picture, it's not just what did you do in your 4 or 5 years here, but how did you leave it for all the guys who come after you?
I couldn't agree more. So I think Hawaii's going to have their hands full today, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring on the field and the massive amounts of passion. Maybe we can get, hey, let's call up Derek Carr and get him up here to give a pep talk before these last 2 weeks. But they're going to be fine. Hopefully they can get these two wins to finish off the season.
Absolutely. As we said, interim coach Derek Keesaw will continue to coach this team through the remainder of the season. Keesaw said this week he expects both redshirt freshman quarterback Chasen Virgil and senior quarterback Zach Klein to split reps. We should see both of them in action this game. Good news for Chasen Virgil after seeing him leave early with that injury against Colorado State a couple weeks ago before the bye. And also, Keesaw said fans can expect to see a few new players in different positions, guys maybe moving from offense to defense or vice versa. So I think there's a little bit of suspense there for any of the fans coming out to Bulldog Stadium today. You know, really keep an eye out and see who you might see in a different role than they were before. So it'll be fun to unlock some of those little mysteries along the way.
When he does make those switches, it's going to give them a chance to show out and, you know, do something different. And, you know, maybe it'll spark something new in them and spark a new interest in them, or, you know, bring out some passion that they didn't really know they had. But like you said, he's going to do some different things, and there's no punches pulled. I mean, everything is on the table in these last two games. So I don't think anything's off limits.
Exactly. And let's not forget these Mountain West games the Bulldogs have played at home at Bulldog Stadium in front of our fans. These games have been close games for the most part. We saw the Bulldogs hang closer than pretty much anyone in the conference has all year with San Diego State. Fresno State really should have beaten Air Force, you know, a few weeks ago when the Air Force came to visit, almost had a chance to go up 21-0. That Air Force team now is looking good at 7-4 overall and looking good in the conference race, and they're probably headed to a bowl game. This Hawaii team, it's a winnable game, and a lot of people may remember last year the Bulldogs went over to the islands in a season Fresno State only won 3 games. They went to the islands and really just blew Hawaii out 42-14. Former quarterback Zach Greenlee had the 6 touchdown passes in that game, his career high. So there may be, you know, some Hawaii players out looking for revenge for that.
Revenge.
But at the same time, Fresno State should have some confidence that, hey, we just took these guys to the woodshed last year, so to speak. And, you know, hopefully the Bulldogs can come out and use that as fuel and confidence that they should be able to come out and do it again. Now, granted, Hawaii has a new first-year coach in Nick Rolovich. A lot of Bulldog fans will remember Nick Rolovich as a quarterback for Hawaii in the early 2000s. And he was the guy at the helm when, probably before your time here in Fresno, Kevin, but Nick Rolovich was Hawaii's quarterback in 2001 when they shocked the Bulldogs and beat him on a last-second touchdown pass to Ashley Lee. Fresno State was ranked in the top 10 at the time, so that was a big hurt for the Bulldogs. But personally, I still say Ashley Lee pushed off on that game-winning touchdown catch. I'll have to show it to you on YouTube one of these
days. All right.
But, Kevin, what do you expect to see from the Dogs this afternoon against Hawaii?
Everything. Like I said, everything. I mean, just be aggressive. Deep balls. Hopefully we could challenge them deep and early, often. Just a high pace like, you know, Keesaw likes to do. And just aggressive on the line. I hope that they throw in some blitzes, some pressure on the quarterback a little bit more, and maybe from a different angle or coming off the corner or something like that. But, you know, hopefully they mix it up a little bit. And like I said, just really do things that they, you know, out of the ordinary, outside the box, and, you know, try some new things out, and maybe we could pull like a little halfback pass or something. I don't know, something crazy, but hey, anything should be on the table at this point, you know what I mean, just to get them Bulldogs, you know, these last two victories and go out on a high note. So I'm hoping to see a victory. That's what I want to see today, but just everything, mix it up.
Yeah, and I think all Bulldog fans out there want to see a victory. And it's just a few hours until we get to go out there and see for ourselves. The tailgate lots open at noon. The game starts at 4 p.m. But before that, Red Wave, you've got Bulldog basketball at 11 a.m. today against Lamar. You can stop by the Save Mart Center if you haven't heard yet. If you have a basketball ticket, it gets you into the basketball game and the football game. If you got a football ticket, it gets you into basketball and football. So, hey, one ticket, two great events, two big-time college sports venues with Bulldog Stadium and the Save Mart Center. Hopefully you can make it out to both.
Why would you not attend both?
Exactly, exactly. And let's talk a little bit about basketball, Kevin. That tough loss earlier this week for a promising Bulldog squad to, you know, maybe even a shocking loss, you would say, to Prairie View A&M. The Dogs led most of the way, but you could kind of tell Prairie View A&M was hanging close. It was getting a little nerve-wracking for fans. And then at the end, you know, they hit those 26 of 31 free throws, just a ridiculous number, and ended up beating the Dogs. Fresno State had 18 turnovers, the most they had, I think, since Rodney Terry's first game coaching at the Save Mart Center. So a bit of an uncharacteristic day for the Bulldogs, but this is a Fresno State team that has high expectations, picked fourth in the Mountain West preseason poll, the defending Mountain West tournament champions. Mm-hmm. But it's also a Fresno State team with a lot of newcomers, a lot of guys who are sitting out right now, like Caraccietto, a team that's working a little bit to find its identity, to gel with all the new players and really kind of come together and get clicking on all cylinders. But when they do that, they should be a big threat in the Mountain West.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great. And you could see the dividends that Jerron Hopkins is already paying off. I mean, he was averaging 10 points a game, and now he's come out and he had 19 last game. You know, I can't remember what it was, like 20 the game before that or somewhere in that range. I can't remember exactly. But his contributions just in itself, and in Colin Russo, Mountain West Player of the Week, you know, he's performing pretty well. And the starters are performing really well right now. We just got to brush up on a couple of things. Free throws, 50% in the first half, and turnovers. You know, they cleaned it up in the second game, but the first game they were allowing a lot of offensive rebounds. It's not going to equate to, you know, a lot of wins, but like you said, the talent on the team and, you know, the bench scoring, it wasn't there in the last game, but it was there the first game. And as far as the nucleus of the team, I feel like they're, you know, once they get everything clicking, yeah, they're going to be fine.
Today, the Dogs host Lamar, a Lamar team that really struggled last season, was in the 300s in the RPI, among the lowest in the country. But we just saw on Wednesday that same Lamar team knocked off Oregon State. So I think they're going to be coming into the Save Mart Center feeling pretty confident, feeling pretty good about themselves, with an opportunity to potentially get two wins against, you know, bigger conference opponents in Oregon State and Fresno State. The Bulldogs will have to come out hungry. They'll have to come out playing hard with that tenacity and physicality that we hear Coach Rodney Terry talking about. The Bulldogs clearly have a lot of talent. You know, they're going through those growing pains, but couple newcomers I've been impressed with. I've been impressed with Deshaun Taylor, a transfer from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He sat out last year as he was waiting, you know, to become eligible after transferring. He's not a huge scorer, but he's one of those guys that puts up stats all over the stat sheet, contributes in every phase of the game, from scoring to assists to steals, rebounds. He does a bit of everything. What have you thought so far of Deshaun Taylor?
That's what we need in this team, is contributions off the bench. Deshaun Taylor's looking good. Rodney Terry gives him the minutes, and he gives him the minutes for the reason that he can go out there and contribute in defense, offense, assists, you know, whatever you need him to do. Him and Bryson Williams, Nate Grimes is doing well. So, I mean, coming off the bench, that's the kind of players you need to have a successful basketball program and, you know, have a deep run.
Yeah, I think that's one of the fun parts for fans at this time of year is, there are a lot of newcomers. I think there's seven right now with this Bulldog basketball team, but it's a chance for fans to really see these guys, get to know who they are, how they play, what type of players they are, and it's a chance to kind of project what's coming in the years ahead. Nate Grimes is the next guy on my list, you know, redshirt freshman power forward. In his opportunities so far this season, we've seen the other freshman, Bryson Williams, who you mentioned from Roosevelt High School. He started this past game, but Nate Grimes came in off the bench and really seemed to add some physicality on defense when he was in the game. So he's one to keep an eye on, but this team's definitely missing the senior presence and rebounding, most of all, of Caraccietto, who they're hoping to get back in December. So it's a work in progress. Again, these guys are going to get experience. They're going to improve. They're going to start to click together, and I think it's going to be a fun process to keep an eye on going forward.
You hear it all the time, next guy up. You know, you can't keep saying, you know, we don't have Edo. Yeah, it's going to be great when he comes back, but for the time being, you know, the players, this is their time to shine. It's a perfect time for them to show what they're made of, you know, step up and fill this role for the time being. And then down the line, you only get better in this time that you get to fill a position you're normally not used to filling. And then when Edo comes back, now you have that guy out the bench that can come off and be explosive or just fill the position or get the rebounds that you need him to get. You know, for the players that are getting opportunity right now, like Terrell Carter, and this is their time to really develop themselves. And then when Edo comes back, then we'll all be ready to go 100%. So we'll be a much better team for it.
Yeah, one of the things I love seeing, we spoke about Deshaun Taylor a few moments ago. He got hurt in the team's opening game, hurt his leg. It was questionable. I think he was actually listed as doubtful to play against Prairie View and A&M this week. But, you know, he had that knee brace on and came out there and ended up logging like 24 minutes in that game. So it was pretty impressive to see him tough through that and work through, you know, a little bit of injury or discomfort he might have. And then having as good a game as he did, putting up the numbers he did, you know, I go home and get on Twitter and I see a picture of him right after the game. He goes back out on the court and starts shooting jumpers.
Oh, wow.
With one of the trainers. So pretty impressive to see a guy who, coming off an injury, just had a tough loss, and he's out there, you know, by himself doing extra work. That was pretty impressive to see, and that shows me that these guys want to win.
Oh, yeah, and that also sets a tone for the team. You don't think his teammates see that? You know, they're going to see that. You know, they see him come out with a brace on. You know, an injury is not going to stop him from playing and giving as much as he can give. And then, yeah, I didn't even know that. So to see him go back right on the court after and really be dedicated to winning, you know, that just sets the bar for everyone else on the team. It's going to make the whole entire team a better group. Things like that, little things like that, that makes players and teams great.
Absolutely. And Kevin, you caught up with junior big man Terrell Carter recently, as well as Coach Rodney Terry. We'll bring you those interviews momentarily. But speaking of Terrell Carter, he's a guy who's been here for a couple years now. His first 2 years, he, for the most part, came off the bench. Always adds a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and the fans seem to really latch on to him, and he's a guy who's easy to root for. Obviously, the tallest guy on the court a lot of times, the biggest guy on the court a lot of times. Just, you know, a good player with post skills, back-to-the-basket skills. And right now, he's started one of the first two games, and he's kind of trying to figure out his role with this new-look Bulldogs team, I think. So that'll be interesting to watch going forward as well. But, Kevin, in talking to Terrell Carter and talking to Rodney Terry, what stuck out with you the most about the conversations you had with those guys?
Me having to look a foot up in the air to interview Terrell Carter, that guy. Oh, my gosh. But you don't realize how big they are until they get around us little people. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, okay. But
us normal-sized little people. Yeah.
But, yeah, normal size, you know. So Terrell Carter, he just seemed to embrace the role. He says, you know, he was always ready for, you know, anything. He's always ready to step up. You know, he knows that if called upon, he can deliver. And Rodney Terry was excited about, you know, the kind of the new players coming in and what they can bring to the team, and coming off of their Mountain West championship last year and, you know, going to the dance, he has full confidence in the team that they could get back to, you know, winning the championship again this year and returning to March Madness. He was excited about Johnny Mac Williams, like he likes to say, and he likes some different energy that a couple of players, you know, Nate Grimes, Deshaun Taylor, are bringing to the team, and he's excited for the outcome of this year, and he has full confidence in the team that they can perform and win at a high level.
With that said, here's Kevin's conversation with Coach Rodney Terry.
Coach, how important is it to get off to a strong start in non-conference play, especially without a key player like Edo?
Well, this time of year, you know, it's a process, you know, and we try to get better. Our whole motto is trying to improve every single day, try to get better every day in practice, try to get better every time we have a competition, but we take them one day at a time, one step at a time.
At the same time, with Edo being out, is it kind of like a blessing in disguise to get some key experience for the younger players like Bryson Williams and Nate Grimes?
It's a great opportunity for those guys. It really is, and it's going to make us a stronger ball club. You know, when we're able to get Karachi back, you know, those guys would have had a chance to have some really good experience on the floor in game situation. We've got some exciting young players. Obviously, we have a whole different team than a year ago, and every team takes on its own identity. But we got some really exciting young guys that are going to get better each and every time that we take the court. They do it every day in practice, they get better. So this will be a team that will be totally different from start to finish, and, you know, they'll improve. Hopefully our fans will enjoy watching them play.
You guys got a visit from Warriors assistant Ron Adams because he was getting inducted in the Fresno State Athletic Hall of Fame. How nice was it to catch up with him?
You know, Ron's a great guy. You know, he's obviously, you know, from this area and has a lot of fun memories here and a lot of close people here. And he and I got a chance to connect a few weeks back. I got a chance to go up to one of their practices and watch those guys practice and got a chance to visit with him. Got a chance to take him some Fresno State gear that he was excited about. And again, just, you know, someone that has fond memories of here and obviously wants the program to continue to, you know, to trend the way we are. And, you know, a lot of respect for him and what he does. He's a great basketball mind. And anytime you get a chance to visit with him and talk with him about basketball, it definitely enhances your ability and what you're able to do moving forward.
You know, your Texas recruit, Kevin Durant, so close now. Any expectations, maybe some visits for the team this year?
Well, you know, I don't know about some visits. I mean, those guys are playing the same time we are. And, you know, when you talk about going down, even seeing them, you know, the likelihood of seeing those guys play is going to be in the playoffs at some point because our season hopefully is an extended season as well. But no, it's great to have him on the West Coast. Kevin's a great kid. As much a talent as he is, he's an even better person. And, you know, he obviously is chasing an opportunity to win a world championship, and that's what he's about. He's about winning.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
That was head coach Rodney Terry. And here's Kevin's interview with junior center Terrell Carter, who's working to find his rhythm for the Bulldogs.
How do you feel about your more important role this year in the offense, even in defense? How do you feel about it?
I was always ready to take on the role. Whenever coach asked me to do, I try to do it as best as I can. So just more of waiting until my time came. And now that it's here, I just got to fulfill what I need to do and get it done. This is not a one-man team. This year's team is we got to actually be a team and, you know, just spread the ball. And it's not going to just come from one guy consistently every night. You know what I mean? It's just you never know who it can come from. With Deshaun coming off the bench and different guys, you never know who might switch. And switch, one guy might come, different game. And so, you know, it's just a matter of waiting and seeing who's going to do what and step up. So,
is there any game that you're looking forward to? Anything you're looking forward to coming up against?
Oh, man, don't ask me that question. There's a lot of those. I think anybody with just high major talent, you know, the Pac-12 teams that we might have to play, and I think those are the best teams for us just to see where we, you know, we stand up with those teams and just to prepare us. So, I mean, those are probably the teams that I would look forward. Oregon is one of those, and, you know, Barco was the athletic director over there, and so, you know, he's excited. We're all excited. So, I mean, but we just got to take it one game at a time. You never want to look too far ahead and then miss one, you know. So that would be a game on our schedule that we do look forward to.
You feel like you guys are going to lean a little bit more on defense this year, like play a little different style?
Oh, yeah. This year's team is just defense, not looking for offense, you know, just playing, getting our offense from our defense. So, I mean, this year's team is just going to be all about defense and being gritty and just wanting to sit down and guard and then lead to offense.
All right, thanks, bud.
That was Fresno State center Terrell Carter. Don't forget, fans, 11 a.m. Bulldog basketball. A ticket for basketball gets you into football. A ticket for football gets you into basketball. Two for the price of one. We got basketball at 11 a.m., football at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll see a lot of fans, thousands of fans out at both venues. And thanks again to our guests, Fresno State head coach Rodney Terry, center Terrell Carter. Also a little plug for myself as editor of Fresno State Magazine. The newest issue of Fresno State Magazine is out.
There you go.
So if you haven't gotten it in the mailbox yet, visit FresnoStateMagazine.com to see all the latest stories. Kevin, thanks for all your work on the show.
No problem, buddy.
And thank you for listening this morning. And please join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.